Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros,
you are listening to Barnstormer, a one-hour thematically programmed broadcast coming to you from Hudson, New York. Episode, I'll be playing songs organized around a particular topic, chosen at random. Hi, I'm your host, Gabe Schaffline. Welcome. Today's show will be playing songs that have questions as their titles. These are big questions, important questions, deeply personal questions, meaningful questions, timely, topical, timeless, titanium questions. First question, can you dig it?
Digger!
Next question.
Miss Lucy Poindexter runs a powder perfume parlor down on the catty corner of Broadway, where guys and gals and men and dames all gather in the evening to sip some suds and hear the jukebox play. We alternate at coughing up the nickels, dimes, and quarters, and each one gets to choose his favorite song. And everything was peachy, creamy, ducky, till some joker broke in the joint and stole the box away.
Now, who stole the jukebox from Lucy's perfume parlor?
What sneaky low-down culprit done the deed? I hate a petty common thief, I'll punch him in the kisser. There's not a clue, no, not one single lead.
How could he do it? Was everybody loaded?
He must have been a big un, so they say. Who stole the jukebox? Who took our pretty music? What dirty low-down thief could get away? We had some early records that you can't get no longer. You cannot hardly find them songs no more. There was Sacramento Sadie and the Rose of Alma Gordo and Pansy Pickin' Time in Baltimore. We had Walla Walla Willie and the Siege of Chickamauga. We'll never ever after hear them play. Oh, won't somebody help us? We gotta find the fiver. What dirty crumb took our jukebox away? Now I was home last evening, just sitting by my lonesome, when soon I heard a knocking on my door. I opened up and there I saw Miss Lucy Poindexter, and in her hand a great big 44. It just so happened I was passing by your house this evening. She said I heard some music loud and clear. It sounded so familiar, I think the case is settled. So pick it up and cart it home, my dear.
Yes, I stole the jukebox from Lucy's perfume parlor.
I'm the low-down rat who done the trick. It wasn't very easy, I almost broke my backbone, and ever since I'm feeling puny sick. So please don't pull the trigger, I'll fetch it back tomorrow. I'll plug it in and make it play like new. Miss Lucy Poindexter, I did it all for you, dear. I want you for myself, dear. I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Next question, please.
The ambulance sirens rang as they wheeled her to the stand, feathered, tarred, and handcuffed to a stretcher. The doctor's diagnosis was multiple sclerosis, an open and shut, hopeless fucking case. The wheels of justice turned till the tires were bald and burned, and when they'd all adjourned, I asked myself, am I H-A-P-P-Y? There's a newborn baby cry. Did Elvis really die? And I said to myself, self, is wrestling fixed?
What's up? Okay, time for a quick break. First, we heard the Barnstormer theme song of the moment, New York Flat Top Box by Naked City, one of John Zorn's projects. Then we heard the unbelievable Can You Dig It by Soothsayer featuring Jake from the Brooklyn Beat Rockers compilation 1998 on Mutant Sound System. Next, Who Stole the Jukebox from Lucy's Perfume Parlor from Texas Honky Tonk Hits, recorded by Johnny Gimble, one of the great fiddle players of the 20th century. Lots of amazing guests on that from 1988. He was Bob Wills' fiddle player for many years, one of the Texas Playboys. Then we heard a question many people have thought to ask. Is Wrestling Fixed? By Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine from the Love album, 1992. The first song on said album is entitled 1993. Then we heard Where's Captain Kirk? By Spiz Energy from 1979. That's Spiz Energy, also known as Spiz, also known as Spiz Oil, also known as Athletico Spiz 80, also known as Spiz Sexual, Spiz Orbit, Spiz Orwell, the Spizzles. The man gets around. And don't forget Spizmas. Now, are there any more questions?
Everybody else does. It's not the future that I can see. It's just my fantasy.
We'll be right back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, some formidable questions there. The Smiths ask, how soon is now, from 1995. Men at Work ask, who can it be now, in 1982. And the Pixies ask, where is my mind, in 1988.
Now, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say that I don't have any answers for you. Just more questions.
Like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair ya. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game, we're the player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. trying to get a thing going on. By the way, my name is Funk. I am not of your world. Host it, baby. I won't do you no harm. I think I'll be good to you. Flower. I said, I won't do you no harm. I am a funkadelic, dedicated to the feeling of good. And baby, I'm good at being good. Let me play with your emotions, for nothing is good unless you play with it. I didn't make the rules, I follow. And what's so nasty about funky music? Feels good to me.
when I left a little town in North Carolina. I tried to escape this music. I said it was for the old country folks. I went to New York, got slick, got my hair laid. I was cool. I was cool. But I had no groove. No groove. I had no groove.
But here it comes.
But now, fly on, baby.
Cause I get it.
Fly on, baby. You got it.
Just heard Can I Kick It from Tribe Called Quest, 1990. Black Uhuru, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, 1979. And Funkadelic with Mommy, What's a Funkadelic, from 1971. Not totally sure if they answered that question, but they definitely provided some options. Coming into the home stretch now. There's just a few more things I've been wondering.
Dreamed I was arrested, charged with a crime. You've got to plead innocent, cause darling, you're not mine. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying, mercy, have mercy on me. Policeman said maybe, the judge he can't agree, the jury keep on guessing, but the DA says it me. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying, mercy, have mercy on me. The lawyer said he's guilty and tried to cop a plea. But why should I plead guilty when you don't belong to me? Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying, have mercy on me. The judge, he can't agree. The jury keep on guessing, but the DA says it's me. Oh, why should it happen to me? Well, I'm crying, mercy, have mercy on me.
myself about little deals and essays, things that I just don't understand. I could lie light at night, or it's like touching times. I don't think I'm an agent to you.
Never fear, either science or religion, but not both, will certainly resolve it all for us. All in good time, all in good time. For certainly it's true that it is the answer that's important and not the question, which is of course why there was a million songs about answers to be found and hardly any about questions. So perhaps we could say that we've learned here today on the Questions Show that at least from the artist's point of view, it is indeed the questions, the great mysteries that are interesting, and not so much the answers. The answer, while practical, just leaves you a little flat. While the question can lead you into the dark, down the path of mystery and discovery, and into the great unknown. So, first we heard Little Richard with OY from his debut album, Here's Little Richard, from 1957. Then Gary Numan and Two Boy Army, Our Friends Electric from Disconnected, 1979. That brings us to the end of the question show, though, of course, there are always more, and more. Maybe next time we will ask.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Or maybe just...
Welcome to Duena Central. May I take your order, please?
Or maybe we will ask questions like the Oompa Loompa do. Or maybe we'll just ask, have you taken the time to pledge your support to WGXC during this fund drive in their hour of need? Barnstormer, signing off.